This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We could just say, just call it something else. Call it Iman. Call it Tawheed, for example, you know? Because Aqeedah, it's not a word that we have to be wedded to, or theology, or even less so. You know, it's
I've had a bad experience with this name, Aqeedah, this word.
I'm just thinking out loud here because some people get their backs against the wall and...
You just want to call it faith in English?
I don't like that word anyway. Iman, you know, Iman is the most Tawheed or something, you know. But
Tawheed for some people is even scarier than Aqeedah. Yeah,
that's true. But that's something, you know, Allah has mentioned in the Quran and it's in the Sunnah, and you know, at least there's a you know, hopefully it doesn't. This is the time we live in. You know, the times call for, you know, us to try and think how to unite the Muslims and you know, still teach the important things, but with wisdom and present them in a place. You know,
talk about uniting the Muslims. How are you going to unite them if they're not united on theology? Like, what else is going to unite? There's no political party. There's no current movement. There's nothing that's going to unite them.
Yeah, yeah. So uniting them on the things like their worldview, their core of their iman. You know, the things that are shared and kind of agreed upon by all the groups first, I would say.
And by the way, back to that levels of cooperation thing and spheres of cooperation, you know, so to speak. So if as a Muslim community as well, I think part of that conflict that you're talking about is when people don't recognize this concept of spheres. And so, for example, there are platforms which might be very, very specific, right? The guy who's teaching the halaqa in the masjid, for example, right? It's a very, very specific community-based program. Or you might have something that is intended for the broader community, right? Which is who is going to be, who's, for example, the building of an Islamic school, for example, right? And for the Islamic school, I may not be so concerned with regards to these particular issues that the teacher, you know, that every individual teacher or the principal might fall under, you know, where they fall with regards to these issues that we're discussing, because they are a Muslim who believes in Allah and believes in the Quran as an authority, and is going to teach a community of Muslim kids to believe in Allah and His Messenger and the Book and all of that, right? Iman, going to teach Iman. I'm not so concerned about what specific Iman they're going to teach, as long as general Iman, right? And so the sphere becomes much broader. And then you have a sphere that is even broader than that, of course. The third, which is, you know, you're talking about the broader Muslim community dealing with the issues that every Muslim might face, right? Whether they're Sunni, whether they're Shi'i, whether they are, as long as they are Muslim, they face these particular issues, right? And so that is a third level of cooperation or sphere of cooperation. And I think it takes, this should be something that we are able to navigate. Unscripted.